This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
Billy Brownless.
Every day.
Limo.
Is this moron number one?
You would have been dreaming about me nude.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That does not sound appealing.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
And a happy Valentine's Day to the Rush Hour family out there today. We hope you've all had a romantic Valentine's Day. A big show today, Bill. How Tony is coming in.
Yes. And what's he going to tell us?
He is going to tell us who at your club is training the house down. There it is. Awesome.
Is that a little limo gag he threw in there, Bill?
I hope you get my joke at the end of the night. So I didn't get that one.
We've got Bill's joke, of course, coming up at the end of the show. It'll be a belter again. Yes. We'll chat a little bit about Valentine's Day. The storms have been crazy, haven't they, Bill? 544,000 lightning strikes.
Wild weather.
Just wild. I think things are getting better around the place, though. So plenty to come, plenty of fun. Joe Camilleri is singing our Taylor Swift song today.
Yep.
And Bill, have you got a...
And the hump day quiz, of course.
Oh, no, don't forget the hump day quiz.
Come on, Limo, what are you reading there?
Yeah, I know. We've got some prizes too. Whew. We've got a Makita pack to give away to callers today as well.
Right. The humpy's coming up very shortly. Yes. I see you're down next for the Valentine's Day. You've had a bit of trouble at home, I hear.
Oh, the missus is not happy with my Valentine's Day form.
I'm good. I'm all good.
You're going all right?
I just had breakfast with myself, me and Oscar, my son, and the dog. Beautiful.
Oh, very, very romantic.
Very romantic.
Were there a couple of roses in a vase in the middle of the table?
No, there wasn't. No. Funny enough. I tell you, he would do well. Good-looking man that sits here and pushes the wrong buttons. Leroy!
And I know there's another reason Tom Brown loves Taylor Swift. It's because Taylor Swift has a fleet of jets.
She's a devotee of very good jets and quite complicated ones. Like, she's got the Falcon 900, which is a three-engine French jet. I've always followed her jets. She's got magnificent jets.
Yes. Tom Brown. How's he going, by the way? Have we heard from him, Hayes? He's going well. Good.
He's good.
Gone to Sydney.
Quote of the year from Tom Brown. Yeah, She's got the most magnificent jets. Very nice. I was, Bill, this morning, I'm walking the dogs around the MCG.
What? You take the dogs to the G and just walk around the ground?
We walk around the concourse and through the car park.
Concourse.
And there are Taylor Swift vans set up selling merch already, and there were literally hundreds of mostly young women.
Yeah.
Lined up buying merch.
So that's where you buy the merch, MCG, outside the ground.
Outside about gate 7.
Yeah.
And there were queues of people, and they were walking away with massive bags full of hoodies and T-shirt and all sorts.
How much does she make?
Oh.
Wow.
She is cleaning up.
Has her jet taken off, by the way, yet? Are we following that? Are we allowed to?
Well, I hope it's
taken. Tom Brown will be following it.
Well, Tommy would be.
You can follow it. So, there's a young bloke that follows Taylor Swift's jet travel and records her emissions to let the world know.
She was going to sue him.
What damage he was. Well, she was too.
Anyway, time now for a bit of...
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour...
We're going to have a nice little...
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
We're going to talk footy in 1 hour with Carl.
Yes.
Who?
Carl Toomey. He's going to tell us who's training the house down. But a little bit here with Nathan Murray, who Collingwood have told us will remain on a modified training program and will not take part in the upcoming practice games with that concussion.
Oh, that's a worry.
Have we got...
I've had really honest chats with Ride and Fly, and the club have been amazing in terms of that. But, for me, at the moment, it's just about getting myself in the right frame of mind to be able to compete at AFL level. So we won't put a time frame on it. I'll work with the right people to make sure I can get back there. But, right now, we're just probably more focusing on the process and returning to play AFL football. I think the positive thing from all of this is that I'm really healthy. I've participated in a lot of the training drills And so if I was in the right frame of mind, I definitely could go out there and play football. I'm really healthy. I'm still running. I'm still doing gym. As I said, I'm still participating most of the drills. So for me right now, it's just, yeah, making sure I'm ready to approach the season and ready to play competitive football.
There's Nathan Murphy too, of course.
Have we got any more from him?
No, we've had enough. But all the best to Nate. Because Leroy wants to play. You're back for Collingwood or something?
No, Matty does. Rosie does.
Well done to Nate there. Hope he gets well soon. Yes. Jacob Wiedering has been ruled out for the opening two rounds of the season for Carlton. Round zero and round one.
Zero.
I assume he's in round
zero. I still
zero.
Can't get my head properly around round zero.
Hawthorn has confirmed Will Day will miss the opening game.
Against Essendon, yes.
That's a big one too.
Yeah.
Stress fracture, Will. Good player, Will Day.
He's a gun. He is an absolute gun.
Port Adelaide's Todd Marshall is expected to sign a 5-year deal at the Power.
5 years?
5 years. He's about 25, so they'll take him through to 30. Well done, Toddy. And the Western Bulldogs, some news there. Marcus Bontempelli has been named captain again. He's the best player in the comp, I would say.
No one's shocked by that announcement, are they?
But the vice captain.
Is he if you could choose from the lot of them, Bill, is he your number one draft pick?
Yep. Yeah. As we speak. Right now, yes. Guess who the vice-captain at the Doggies is? Hasn't been in the leadership group for 9 years. Libba.
Oh, Libba.
Tom Liberatore is the sole vice-captain. We like that. Plenty of cricket doing the rounds. West Indies won last night. They smashed 220 or something over
not
there
bad.
In Perth. Won by 37 runs. Warner.
Is that it now, Bill, with the cricket, by the way?
With the West Indies, yes. No more games against the West Indies.
That too is done.
After two tests and 3 1-dayers and 3 T20s. Davey Warner made 81, smashed them.
Yep.
That's his last international game in Australia, by the way. Well done, Davey.
Good
Warner.
Job, Davey. Well done. Well batted.
He's going to play in New Zealand. They go there in a week's time and play.
Yep.
And he also play in the World Cup. But that's the last time in Australia.
In Australia.
He's been a star, Davey. Very good player.
He has. Yep. He has. It's a divisive character at times, but I'll tell you what, he can bat.
Yeah. So he's still going. The Marsh Cup, there's 3 games going on as we speak at the minute. Victoria taking on New South Wales up there in North Sydney, the little ground there at North Sydney. Victoria, have a look at this. They made 311,
right,
if you don't mind, umpire. And Tom Rogers, what about this? Yeah, I'm just
coming in at number one.
He opened the batting. 196 of 142 deliveries. Tom Rogers, 196. That's the highest score ever by a Victorian. Well done to him.
And what was his fours and sixes?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. 15 sixes, which equals 90, and 15 fours, which equals 60. 150 of boundaries.
150 of boundaries.
Well batted, Tom. New South Wales are 1 for 35 chasing there. And the other game, another record set here, because South Australia are taking on Queensland. Queensland all out for 218. Alex Carey, the wicketkeeper, he's taken a record-breaking 8 catches behind the stumps.
Nice work.
8 catches. Yeah, well done to you, Alex boy there. Brad Newley. Do you know, if I say the name Brad Newley, do you know who he is?
I stare blankly back at you, Bill.
Do you know?
Not a clue.
Leroy? Well, he's played, have a listen to this, 426 games of basketball in Europe. He's played 325 games for our Melbourne United, 325 games here, 35 games for the Boomers, and he retires at the end of the year. Melbourne United player. And who we got on tomorrow? Luke Travers. So you've got to ask him about Brad Newley, right?
Brad Newley. Yes. Tomorrow.
Household name.
Gee, that's a massive career, though.
325 in the NBL. Yeah. 35 for the Boomers. Olympian. So he's done well. Oh, good on you, son.
Good stuff.
Great news for Melbourne Storm fans. Ryan Papenhuyzen now.
Rugby league.
He's set to play his first game tomorrow since breaking his ankle in round one of the finals. He's had a bad couple of years.
He's had a rough
year. Yeah, so
can play. We want him back.
We do want him back. Exactly right. And that's all we've got at the minute because you want to talk about the Dale.
Well, let's see. I'm in a bit of strife. Well, I don't think I am. Hose Mary thinks I'm in trouble.
Well, I'll go with Hose.
Me too.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LASTNR.
You're with Anthony William Brownless and Anthony Lehman.
There we go. The two Anthonys.
Lehman. Limo as your nickname.
Didn't you ask me if I had a nickname?
No, I knew it was all set up, Limo. I'd be that dumb.
Now, it is Valentine's Day, of course.
Thank you.
And we hope everyone's had a wonderful day.
Got a rose.
We've got our Valentine's Day theme music here. Now, Bill, I think you'll agree, couples are clearly defined. There's Valentine's Day couples.
Yes.
And there's other couples who couldn't care less.
We just, on that side, it's American thing and we don't give a stuff.
Yes, yep. That's right.
Yep.
And I'd always thought that I was on the couldn't care less side with my missus.
Well, how long have you been married?
About 10 years, coming up 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years at the end of this year.
So, good.
And in my memory, we've never really celebrated. Anyway, I was getting I could tell there was a bit of a grump on this morning.
Oh. And, wrong side of the bed.
And eventually I went, oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Honey?
By the way. Yeah. And she goes, oh, took your time mentioning that, didn't you?
Ooh.
I thought, oh, no. All right. I'm getting some attitude here.
Yes.
And then I was getting a bit more attitude later on.
Yeah.
And I said to her, what? Because I haven't planned anything.
No rose?
No rose.
Should have taken one home from yesterday.
I should have flogged one from here, a gold-plated one.
Exactly.
And nothing organised. And I said to her, since when do we celebrate Valentine's Day? And she said, well, since today. I was like, well, I don't, how am I meant to know that?
Then
I said to her, right, this is the controversy. I said, I gave you an early Valentine's present. She goes, what's that? I said, I took you to your favourite restaurant, mm-hmm. and then I took you to Moulin Rouge.
Oh, how good.
Now, that was 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
Rosemary says I can't claim it.
No.
she says it's been too long ago.
No, I reckon
I say I can claim that as an early Valentine's gift.
I reckon it's a week thing. Maybe a week ago. Yeah.
You reckon I can't claim it?
Well, I'm with Hose. As I said, I'm with Hose here. But
133353. I want some support out here, please.
You're not going to get it.
Come on. We've got some prizes here.
Yeah, we've got a Makita prize pack to give away to all callers that call through.
To give away. Lovely.
133353.
133353. Can I claim a romantic night out 3 weeks ago as an early Valentine's gift?
No. But you know what you can do? You can make good tonight.
Say, I've got a gig at the Comics Lounge tonight, so I can't.
All right, then tomorrow night.
So I'm at the Comics Lounge again tomorrow night, so I can't.
Friday night, beautiful, perfect Friday night.
I've got a gig in Brisbane, actually. Oh. Friday night, I can't do that either.
Saturday,
I'm in Launceston for Grapes of Mirth on Saturday.
No, you're in trouble.
I could be in a bit of strife. Yeah. 133353, can I claim a romantic act from 3 weeks ago to cover me for Valentine's Day?
We'll take your calls next, Rush Hour family.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
Limo needs your help.
I do indeed. And we've got Makita prize packs to give away to callers here too.
Yes, we do. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits.
Like it.
The question on 133353 is, can I claim a romantic act from 3 weeks ago? It was dinner at her favourite restaurant and Moulin Rouge, by the way.
Was it like unexpected? Just
random.
Yeah.
Just a random act of love.
Did you tell her it was for Valentine's Day or is just...
No, I did. I conveniently pulled that out of my hip pocket today.
3 weeks ago. Okay.
Can I claim that from 3 weeks ago? Alex in Forest Hill, what do you reckon?
Come on, Alex.
Mate, you can definitely claim that because I have done the exact same thing, dinner and Moulin Rouge 6 weeks ago, and I'm claiming that tonight.
Oh, yes. 6 weeks. This is 6 weeks ago.
Well played, brother.
Have you told her?
No, not yet.
We'll see what happens.
So what are the plans tonight, Alex?
Well, I think she might have something planned. But I'm playing the Moulin Rouge and dinner just before Christmas card, mate.
Ooh.
Right, just before Christmas. I love it.
Mm.
That's from last year, Bill.
That's a long time ago. That's double the time.
Good work, Alex.
Port Lonsdale. Nice down there. Dylan, how are you, Dilza?
Billy, what's going on?
How's Lonsdale, mate? Geez, they love Lonsdale. All the crew down there, they get down there and have these dinners and, they carry on.
Oh, very nice.
What do you think, Dilza?
I think it's worth a shot, Limo, but I don't know if my missus would accept it.
Right, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't quite got it over the line yet, Dylan, I've got to say.
What have you done, Dills, anything?
I'm currently driving up to the city to take her out for dinner.
Oh, good. Well done.
Lovely. Where are you going?
Yakimono.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Well,
nice.
Thank you. Yeah, good very job. Nice, better yeah. than Hungry Jack's on Punt Road.
A lot better. Bloody oath. 2-0 at the minute.
All right. I'm travelling all right so far. Yeah. Let's go to Holly down in your turf there, Bill. Down in Geelong. What do you reckon, Holly?
I think you've left it. It's a bit late.
Yes.
So like you've already done it, and you didn't say that you're going to have a Valentine's Day.
Good point. Good point, right, Holly.
So I've claimed it too late, Holly, is what you're saying.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Too late in the piece. Yeah, okay.
You at the Cremorne Hotel tonight, Holly, for Valentine's Day?
No, I've got a dog with an infection to look after.
Oh,
that's no good.
It's more exciting than the Cremorne.
All the best to your pooch there, Holly. I hope the dog's okay.
The dog, yeah. 2-1.
Let's go. Everyone's getting a Makita prize pack, by the way. Patrick in Mill Park. What do you think, Patrick? Can I claim a romantic act from 3 weeks ago for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely, mate.
Absolutely. All the blokes are yes.
Especially that you don't really celebrate it from years gone by.
Mm.
Yep. I reckon you can claim it, mate. Good. I've got your back.
Oh, good stuff. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's good.
Nice to know. 3-1. Nice to know the fellas are on my side here. Shelley.
Corowa.
In Corowa.
Hello, Shell.
Hi, how going?
What do you think about this, Shell?
Absolutely. Oh,
yes. Good on you, Shell.
Oh, Shell, it's 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but you just can't dump it on you today.
Yeah.
No, no.
Good point, Shell.
On with all the blokes. Claim it.
You are.
Absolutely.
What are you doing tonight, Shell, in Corowa?
Absolutely nothing. Just knocked off work. I'll probably have to cook tea.
You cook up something nice? Apricot chicken or something?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
All right.
See, there you go.
Will he be here in his jocks just sitting on the couch waiting for you when you walk in, Shell?
Yeah, probably.
Polishing off his third can.
What was he doing? Limo, just... Oh, fair dinkum. Polish.
Third can. I said third can.
Jason's there in Golden Square. Jace, what do you think, Jace? Limo's wrong. Yeah.
Hey, it was absolutely. You could have, let's set the picture here. You could have been sitting there, Moulin Rouge, looked at into her, having a whisper.
Playing up there a bit, Jace, unfortunately.
Sorry. Yeah, we can't.
I felt like Jace was on a good roll there, but the line was just a
terrible.
Bit.
He said Limo is in the wrong. Ask him about his
dad. Is that still a victory, though? That's still a victory for Limo, isn't
anyway,
it?
I think we've had a win there.
We have 4-2.
4-2.
Yes.
You get a Makita prize back, Limo.
Yeah.
Take it over your wife.
Moulin Rouge. I still don't know that the.
I don't know if it's going to get past the gatehouse with the doll, is it?
I don't know that the results of a Rush Hour phone poll is going to convince the missus that I'm right.
Exactly.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy, and special guest host, Limo.
Right, now you want to talk about wild weather been going on.
Well, crazy weather yesterday, but Bill, yesterday there were over 500,000 properties without power.
How many?
530,000 properties were without power around Victoria.
Jeez, that's not good enough, is it?
This morning, but a lot of work was done overnight. There were 270,000 odd properties still in the dark this morning. But the repairs are ongoing, of course. Mm. A few people are going to be, not just days, I think weeks before they're sorted out again. So
a lot
thoughts
of
with everyone
schools have been closed.
Struggling out there, but yeah, early a few
learning
schools have had some issues. Your old school.
Assumption College Kilmore. Geez, what would the boys do learning about football and cricket there? That's all you learn there, they reckon. Which is, of course, not true.
They'll be out in the nets or having a dob.
Exactly.
But I read this headline on the Herald Sun website. Footscray High School students forced to endure extreme heat in classrooms amid busted air cons.
Oh, no.
I mean, back in our day, Bill, I mean, I don't want to make us sound old here, but we dreamed of having air conditioning back.
What was air cons? We never had air cons. You know what you do? Open the window or you bring in somebody. What were those contraptions you
were? Oh, you'd have it's like a Bonair mobile evaporative cooler.
That's what it was.
So the one you'd wheel it around the house with a bucket of water.
Yeah. You'd follow it around with water and put water in the back and it'd leak everywhere.
It'd leak everywhere and it'd blow. You'd have to be sitting within 2 feet of it to get the cool breeze that'd come off it. You'd have that. I remember Mum saying, either put a flannel over your face or hang it over a fan. And sit near it to get a cool breeze. That way. Run around under the sprinkler.
You'd be in the vinyl chairs and your back would stick. You couldn't get out because your back had stuck. And you had to get out of the chair to change the television. That was the worst thing.
No remote controls back then.
Well, they'd stick. Oh, Dad, he'd just stick like an air conditioner in the window. Just so there'd be half of the window still there, open and all that.
And you'd have an air con there. Oh. And I remember in the car as well, we used to complain about having no air conditioning in the car. And Dad would say, "What are you talking about?" I've got Nick, like classic dad joke.
What?
I've got the 4x100. What's the 4x100? Four windows down at 100 k's an hour.
And they weren't electric, you had to wind them.
You had to wind them down as well. Anyway, harden up, kids.
Yeah,
you'll be
come
right.
Come on, kids, you'll be right.
JB, Billy and Limo. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to this. Always a very, very good quiz, Limo.
It is award-winning, Bill, I'm
exactly.
sure. I mean, I don't know, but I imagine.
No, it would be.
Yeah.
Just like last week. What are you up to, Jimmy?
Not a whole lot. Just getting ready for my anniversary tomorrow. I'm going up to Phillip Island.
Oh, nice. Oh. How many years?
Five.
What is five? What do you give the dole for five?
It feels like...
To be honest, I don't even know.
Guess what 5-year anniversary is?
What is it?
Wood. It is. It's wood. It is wood. It is wood.
So what do you... What do you give your partner on?
Well, you're just a branch. Now we've got the lovely Rachel on.
Or a twig, depending what's going on.
A twig, yes. Hello, Rachel.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Going well. Hi, what do you do, Rach?
I'm an API, which is a really fancy way of saying an auto parts interpreter. I work for NAPA Auto Parts.
What do you mean, an auto parts interpreter? So if someone comes in and says, well, what's that?
You interpret.
You interpret.
Kind of in a roundabout way. Yeah, but that's a better way of putting it, I think.
Right, okay. Do you have a favourite auto part, Rach?
Yeah, not really. No.
Not the glove box or something? Or the gear stick?
Does anyone ever put gloves in a glove box these days, Rachel? Yeah.
You'd be surprised, actually, probably.
What they put in the glove box. Are you back for the pies?
The Marty Pies. Yes.
Back to back?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt.
You got your own teeth?
Sorry, what was that?
You got your own teeth? Rach.
Yeah, it cost me a lot of money to have them in there. They're there.
You can't interpret auto parts with half a mouthful of teeth.
That's
Bill.
Right.
You need a full
exactly.
deck.
Yes. And we got Tommy there. G'day, Tommy.
How are you, fellas? You doing good?
We're good.
Yeah,
how
good,
are you?
Mate.
Oh, yeah, pretty pumped up, excited for the quiz, and, hopefully to beat another Collingwood supporter, it'd be even better.
Well, because you're a Melbourne fan.
Oh, diehard, absolutely. They probably don't have all their teeth, but I've got my new veneers in. I'm in the mirror. So,
very nice. And, Tom, you got a charcuterie board there with you at the moment, Tom?
Oh, well, I'm just on the way to pick it up from the local store. I've got the bottle of red in my hand, and I'm pretty excited.
Strawberries. And
get a few soft cheeses.
And you're looking for a bit of work, Tommy?
Yeah, that's it. Something in the banking industry, customer service. So that's something that I'm looking forward to getting into. At the moment, I'm a stay-at-home son.
Stay-at-home son. That's not bad,
right,
Tommy.
Okay. What do the parents do there, Tom? Hedge fund managers or something?
Something like that. They work for NAB.
No, oh, they right, do work okay. for NAB. Righto, here we go. So, Tom, you're Tom. Rachel, right. Here we go. Five good questions luck. Normally, and the first one to three normally wins. You're the judge, and we've got great prizes.
Okay.
Righto, here we go. Valentine's Day. So if I text ILY, what am I saying?
Tom.
Rachel.
Oh, I think that was Tom got in there. Tommy?
I love you.
Bang! I love you.
Well done.
If I text an eggplant, what? Well, no, don't answer, Rachel. No.
No, Bill, it means you want me to pop into the shops on the way home and get some veggies.
Whoa, is it? I don't even know what an eggplant is. Like the real.
Like an aubergine. That's an eggplant, isn't it?
A what?
Yeah.
Aubergine.
Aubergine.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Here we go.
I can't imagine what else it could be.
Model Jacinta Franklin is married to which AFL superstar? Jacinta Franklin is married to which AFL superstar?
Tom.
Tom, yes.
Oh, I have a stab at this. Patrick Cripps?
No.
Wow.
Rachel?
Wow.
Hawthorn, Sydney. Played for Hawthorn, Sydney, Rachel. Very good player.
Oh, I had no idea.
Is Jacinta who? Sorry, Bill?
Franklin?
Jacinta.
Oh, Tom. Tom.
Buddy Franklin?
Yes. Yeah. There we go. See, we've evened it out.
Away.
That's one age.
Buddy Franklin, yes.
See, I'll tell you what, get
to the keeper.
It did, didn't it?
You can get caught up in your bubble, can't you? I just assumed every person in the country would know that.
Never assume.
Surname was
never
a good
assume.
Mm. Now, some singing. Here we go. We like this. Mm-hmm. Rachel, you're up first. We're going to play a bit of a song from our good friend Guns N' Roses, because Slash is in town next week, is he? Do you know that?
Leroy? Is he? Bill.
Yes?
I'm sure he is.
He's going to be. No, he's not. He's going to be playing for Triple M in 2 weeks.
There 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks out of kittens out there. Sing the next line from Guns N' Roses, okay? Rach, you're up first. Have a listen and then sing along.
Sweet child of mine.
Oh, good.
Good.
Not bad.
Good. Well done, Rach. Righto,
yep. And we'll do it again because that was very good, Rachel. Righto. Tommy, here we go. You ready, Tom?
Oh, I'm pumped up. I got a voice like an angel, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Sweet child of mine.
You chucked a little mayo on that in the end there, Tom, I think. Oh, look, I'm going to have to give that to Rach.
Yeah, all right. Well done, Rach.
I'm going to have to give that to Rach.
And Slash is at John Cain Arena February 27,
there
by the way,
go.
Bill.
I knew he was a couple of weeks.
They're all over it.
Yes, well done. Number four, Brangelina is a abbreviation for which couple?
Rachel, yes, who?
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Oh, well done.
Bang.
Good job.
Bang, bang.
Good job.
That might be it.
Is that the win?
I think it is, yes. That is the win. Can you answer me this one? Of course, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are an item. What number does Travis Kelce wear for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Ooh. Tom.
Yes, Tom?
37?
No.
Oh, you're close. In a sense.
50 off.
He's 50 off. I know, but I was seeing the three as half of an eight. You know what I mean?
I was 13.
No, 13 minus 100 is 87.
87.
So it was 87, but you're our winner, Rach. You have won.
Yes, so Rach, you can have your pick of two amazing prizes. We've got Diesel, who's performing in Melbourne next month, dieselmusic.com.au, if you want to get your tickets to that, to celebrate his new album, Bootleg Melancholy. Or we've got the basketball with three NBA legends coming out here, Scottie Pippen, Luke Longley, and Horace Grant. Tickets are available at mbl.com.au/nobull. It's up to you. Which one do you want?
I think I'm going to have to go to the basketball, please.
Oh, love it.
Good stuff, Rach.
Well done, Rach.
Does Tom get the Diesel tickets?
He does.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're off the Diesel, Tommy.
There you go, Tom.
All the best for some work, too, Tommy boy. And
well done. Thanks, good job, team. So Brangelina is Brad Pitt, isn't it?
Brad Pitt.
Angelina, so what if Kate Blanchett married Carmichael Hunt? What would...
It'd be Kate.
Okay, no. I'm getting...
Finger over the dump
Hosmer
button.
Is waving her arms out there going, stop it. Go to a song.
I don't know.
Michael something.
Hang on, go to a song. Go to a song.
It's a rush hour.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LISTNR.
The Rush Hour is brought to you thanks to our good friends at Makita Tools.
Oh, we love our friends at Makita. I'll tell you what, Makita boast cordless convenience, Bill.
What does that mean?
This is massive. Well, gone are the days of tripping over cords and searching for an outlet.
Perfect,
right?
Yes.
Makita brings cordless convenience and it is a game changer.
That's right. There's amazing bonuses with selected Makita XGT kits and combos, but for a limited time only. So you better get in nice and quickly.
Yeah, hurry on in. And if you're struggling to get your Makita power tool back from a mate, dob them, because they're nothing more annoying, dob them in and you can win $2,500 you can win a $2,500 Makita XTG power tool set.
How do I win that?
Well, head to the Triple M win page now, Bill, and all the details are there.
Yep, Thank you. Open up your browser and go to triplem.com.au.
Your browser.
Now, Bill, just before we played the song there, ACDC, you said to me, what's eggplant emoji?
Well, exactly.
And we chatted about that, and I said, or an aubergine, and you said, what are you talking about? What's an aubergine?
Do you know how to spell aubergine?
With an A. And
right.
Hosemary's wandered into the studio and said, you had that exact same conversation with Will Anderson 12 months ago. Here it is.
No. I read here, Prince William's X-rated confession, where he said his favourite emoji was an eggplant that he used to send out, which was quite interesting.
So he didn't actually say the eggplant, though. He said the aubergine. That's what he calls it.
What's aubergine? Oh, what is aubergine? Well,
that's an eggplant.
That'd be an eggplant, Bill, yeah.
Just say that, Willie. Yeah. Will, he just should have said eggplant.
Eggplant. Aubergine. Why does it have two names? I don't know.
No. Is it still on your phone, the eggplant, by the way? I think they've got rid of it.
It's still there.
All right. Keep talking.
It's in your favourites. Don't tell me you're not punching out a few eggplants.
No.
If you've got Bill's number, send him a few eggplants right now. He wants to see it.
Do it.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
Bill, we've got your joke still to come.
Good.
And we're trying to get our mitts on Tom Brown at the moment.
Oh.
Because he is.
He's excited.
I'm not even making this up.
No, I know.
He is a world expert in Taylor Swift's private jets. And he can tell us exactly where her jet, because she's on her way, Bill.
She is, on her way to Melbourne.
Yes.
Yes.
And Tom Brown can tell us exactly where that jet
Tom
is right
Brown,
now.
Tom Brown.
We're going to chat to him.
Good to catch up, see how he's going.
Yes. Now, during the hump day quiz, Bill, we spoke to Tom in Beaumaris.
Who was unemployed.
It was unemployed. He told us this.
You're looking for a bit of work, Tommy?
Yeah, that's it. Something in the banking industry, customer service. So that's something that I'm looking forward to getting into. At the moment, I'm a stay-at-home son.
Stay-at-home son. And not bad. He's actually funny.
Looking for work in the banking industry. Well, we've had a call from Mark and Linda in Beaumaris. Hello, Mark and Linda. Can you help Tom out?
Oh, hey guys. Mark and Linda, we're in the car just driving to have a look at a new house. And we brought that young kid's putting his marbles together. We should offer him a job. And then he started talking about his parents and fucking his grunt. He's our son.
So you're driving along in the car listening.
Yeah, well, we're not driving. We have a
chauffeur,
Bill.
Of course. They're Melbourne fans, Bill.
Crikey, have a listen to these two.
they're hooking into the San Giovese and the soft cheeses in the back seat.
So, and Tom.
Cheese
cutters
in the back.
And Tommy's at home, and you go, hey.
Oh, very nice.
He sounded actually a good boy. He was actually half funny.
He's a very good boy, and sadly, Avid's
in
love the AFL. It's not jobs for the boys, so he'll have to go and stand on his own two feet.
He's going to have to find a job for himself. Well, that's annoying for Tom, isn't it?
Oh, we all had to do that, so get out there, Tommy, and find a job.
Come on, Tom. All right, Mark and Linda, thank you.
The chauffeur.
Thank you.
Good job. Back to the chauffeur.
That's funny. Driving along. He's a nice boy. That's our son.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host, Limo.
Now it's time to catch up with our next guest.
There's a brand new crop of rookies ready to make an impact in the AFL with unique skill sets and unique names.
Colby McKercher, Colton Falstrup, Phoenix Gothard.
And here to tell us who will stand out most, a man with a unique name of his own.
Now, are we saying your surname correctly, by the way? Is it a silent W?
Yes.
Sue me.
Yes.
I told you that. What about your first name? That's hard too.
You're struggling with that one, aren't you?
Please welcome Cal Toomey.
Good stuff.
Cal Toomey.
Cal Toomey.
Yes. How are you, Cal?
I'm good.
Welcome back into the studio.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me. Great to be back a couple of weeks out from the season.
Oh, you get excited, do you?
Well, it's that time of the year. It's like, how much can we write about what could be happening? We're keen to talk about what is happening.
But this is where every fan should, I don't care who you barrack for, whether it's North Melbourne or Collingwood, you should be excited right now.
Well,
about
no one's
the
lost.
Year ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You should be a glass half full. Let's get pumped up. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of all of this, it is beyond doubt that Taylor Swift will be the recipient of an AFL jumper.
So if we're framing a market,
what club? Which club is going to get their jumper into her mitts? Because then you've got a global audience.
Exactly.
Immediately.
Yes.
Mm. Who's
Carlton have been good at this stuff.
Who's Carlton leading has. They the had pack? Robbie Williams on board last year, didn't they? Essendon have been pretty good recently as well with some NBA players and all the rest. I think it's undoubtedly going to be Collingwood.
Collingwood.
They never go out of style.
Cross the road.
Nick Dacos is beyond their wildest dreams.
Oh. Yeah.
22. Yeah. That was Craig McRae's first season in charge of the Pies. It all just links up.
So Collingwood.
Dan McStay's had a cruel summer.
Would she put it on?
Will it be a Dacos presenting the jumper? That would be the dream photo, Peter. Wouldn't it?
Look, tickets are hard to come by. If anyone's listening with a spare ticket, I am after one. So.
Are you a fan? Are you?
Yeah, fan. Yep.
Good on
you.
No.
Okay.
What can you tell us about the number one draft pick, Harley Reid?
Is this true? Has he been on the back page of the paper in Perth 15 times since he joined the Eagles?
I think even more now. It's nearly a daily occurrence. It's a running joke, I think. But his form has lived up to that. And already they're pretty excited by what they've got. And they were always going to be. There was a reason clubs were throwing everything to get him, and he's playing across half back. I think that's where we'll see a bit of him to start with. That's actually where he played as a bottom major the year before he was drafted. Yep. He's marking everything there. He's an All-Australian. He'll take the kickouts for West Coast. Yeah, because he's a really good kick, and that sort of gets overlooked in all the push and shove and the fend-offs. He's a fantastic penetrating kick. So, look, he's flying, and for the first time as well, he's had a bit of a pre-season, so... Yeah, look out.
Right. Look out.
It's real.
A lot of pressure on him, the poor young fella.
What about big raps on Colby McKercher?
Yes,
Colby McKercher. Big raps, isn't it? Because they got some very good kids there from last year in North Melbourne.
Yeah, and they had an intra-club today, actually, and he starred as well again. Oh. So he's, I'm not sure what the odds are, but for the rising star, he's going to be well and truly one of the big favourites. He'll be a ball magnet off half-back. The other half-back being Harry Sheasel, of course, last year's rising star winner. So yeah, he's a lock for round one. He's been a lock for round one, I think, for about 2 years, to be honest. That's the type of footballer he is. Smaller type. You think about the Zach Merritt type.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of Errol Goulden about the way he plays and has that outside speed too. So look, he's a jet, and there's a reason they were so... Look, he is the reason, actually, where you think about... We talk about Harley Reid. They were interested in Harley Reid, the North Melbourne Footy Club, but they didn't want to give up the chance to lose Colby McKercher either. So that's why, and he's proven pretty good over the last couple of months.
Very nice. Speaking of the rising star this year, Jim, we put some heat on these kids early, don't we?
Yes.
Riley Sanders at the Bulldogs.
The Colonel.
That's right. The Colonel. Well, I'm not sure if he'll be on one of the wings, but he'll be in the midfield pretty quickly. And Bailey Smith's left a vacancy there, hasn't he, through the midfield there at the Bulldogs with the knee reconstruction. And Riley Sanders is been ready built. I don't think he played a bad game last year, and that's the type of consistency that you need to come in. Played in the match sim again today at the Bulldogs, and it got a bit of run in his legs. He's ready to go, and he's a pro as well. He's probably physically more mature than some of the other guys in his draft class in terms of his body shape. So
what size?
He's about 186 and strong. Yeah, he's got the legs. You'll see him and think there's some Horne Francis in the strut and the tucked in jumper and the pulled up socks. So yeah, I'd be shocked if he's not playing round one against Melbourne.
Big year for the Doggies. Big year. It is.
Talented list and out of contract players too. Tim English, the biggest free agent in the game at the moment as well. Jamari Ugle-Hagan's out of contract. Bailey Smith, of course, as well. So, and the coach too. He's not out of contract, but there's a level of pressure on him.
Yeah. Hang on. What about, isn't there talk about the WA move with the coach? Have you heard these rumours?
Heard the rumours. I think a little bit early to jump into that one. Look, Longmuir's out of contract, Justin Longmuir at the Dockers. We know Matthew Nix is out of contract and Michael Voss as well at their respective clubs. Expect those contracts to be done pretty early in the season, if not by round one. I don't expect that to happen with the Dockers, though. That one will play out.
What else are you hearing? We know these names. Is there any other names out there?
Caleb Windsor's been a bit of a flyer. Now, I know he's a top 10 pick, but he's a guy who pushed...
Where'd he go?
He went to Melbourne.
Melbourne.
And he's a wingman. He came really late in the draft and was potentially a bit of a, I'll put it in inverted commas, a shock selection in that top 10. But Melbourne don't miss very often, particularly early in the draft. And he's come in. I don't want to say it, but I'll say it.
Look, there's a
little bit of Chris Judd about the zigzag and the acceleration. Okay. I'm not saying he's Chris Judd.
Okay.
But he's got that movement through the midfield, and he'll start in a wing. He could be well in the frame to play in round one if he's
Melbourne have got two good wingers. haven't they? They've, well, they did last year.
They do, yep. Ed Langdon and Lockie Hunter's
Lockie Hunter, yeah.
Under a bit of fitness cloud, though, with a calf. So there might be an opportunity for him there. And a little bit later on the draft, I know Frio's a little bit out of sight, out of mind, but there's a guy called Cooper Simpson who was picking the 30s. So we're looking a little bit deeper. Yeah. He's a roughie for round one as well, going really well for them.
So this is all good for the Supercoach selections as well.
AFL Fantasy.
Oh, sorry, AFL Fantasy, whatever you...
Come on, Limo.
Sorry, but AFL Fantasy. Of course, that's where I play.
You can sign up at AFL.com.au.
That's
don't
right.
Don't go anywhere, Cal. We need to service the other Victorian teams as well and give them a little bit of joy.
Yes.
Cal Toomey from the AFL.
JB, Billy and Limo. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M rocks footy 3 weeks tomorrow, the first game of the season. And to chat all things coming up this year, when it comes to the young fellas, AFL.com.au's very own Cal Toomey joins Bill and Limo in studio.
There we go. Hey, Nate Caddy's another young fella who probably, let's give Essendon some joy here.
Well, there's been a lot of chat about Essendon over the summer.
Well, four new recruits is a big talking point. Right. They're the sleeping giant.
Bill. Are they? They haven't played finals in 20 years.
No, they've played. They just haven't won any.
Oh, sorry. Yes,
tended to lose them pretty embarrassingly, actually. But look, Nate Caddy is a chance early doors. He's battling a pretty fit forward line at the moment. So Peter Wright's back. Cole Langford's back. Harrison Jones will be given some opportunities as well. Finally, he's gotten through a preseason, which is great for him. Nate Caddy, to me, is like the young, quick, fast bowler. Like, his footy's wild thing. He flies for everything.
Yeah, right.
He crashes packs. He lands on his back. Sometimes he takes them.
Yeah.
But he's got some presence.
Yeah.
And they like that. And watching them train as well. He jumps between the A team and the B team. When he's in the A team and Zach Merritt and Dusty Parrish are kicking it to him, he's on fire. The other team is a bit quieter naturally. So look, we'll see him early in the year. I'm not sure if it'll be round one, but he's got some star quality.
Got a bit of go. All right, let's give the Pies. I mean, I hate to do it. They've just won the flag, but let's give the Pies some love.
Well, I've actually just drove past Pies headquarters on the way here, and they've got an intra club at the moment. Ooh. So interesting about them as well is they've got three list spots to fill, and they can do that over the next couple of days. By Monday is the deadline for this rookie signing selection period. So there's five players who are vying for that. Well, six players, five are playing tonight. One of them, Josh Eyre, did his hamstring last week.
Yeah, right.
Still in the mix. They're working out if they'd go that way or not, but a couple of interesting faces in there as well. Jack Bytel, the former Saint, delisted there. Bryn Teagle, the former Port Adelaide players in the mix. So whether they go tall to fill the McStay void, whether they go for a midfielder, Lachie Sullivan's a good chance there as well. So still some selection squeeze for them, even in the preseason. But look, I've been to a few of their sessions. I haven't seen a team train as vocally as the Pies do. They're energetic, they're hungry, and that's led by a superstar who's 20 or 21. So he's bound for greatness, and I think we can all see that if you're having a bit of a flutter on the Brownlow medal, he'd be right up there.
He would be.
As long as he's in your team, you're going to do all right.
Is he in your AFL fantasy team?
He will be.
Yeah,
he'll be pricey, but he will be.
What are we hearing down the Cats? They've been very quiet.
They have been, but I think they're priming themselves for a bit of a late run. A different run at it. Because this is the first time in a long time that they've had September off.
That's right.
And they give themselves a bit more of a preseason lead-in. There's been some off-field changes, we know, around the structure of their footy department. So I think that they're in a good spot to see the opportunities given to the Tanner Bruin and the Jai Clark types and Ollie Henry, who had a pretty good year last year, in his first season at the place. So those guys are going well. Ollie Dempsey is still a bit of a smoky. I'm a bit of a fan of Ollie Dempsey as a youngster. And Connor O'Sullivan, the raps are pretty high. And look, we spoke about him. I remember speaking to you about him, Bill, in the lead up to the draft. This guy can mark everything. He's 198 centimetres. He's still pretty thin.
Yeah.
So he's going to be, matching up on a certain type of forward.
Well, they're talking about maybe playing him on the wing.
Well, he's athletically able to do it. He actually, this time last year, actually played some inside the centre square midfield for the Murray Bush Rangers. It wasn't really his go, but found his niche at halfback and was all Australian under 18 level.
Very nice. Good news there for the Catters. All right, what about the Blue Baggers? Big year for them.
Massive. And it's going to be all year long, isn't it? They've got a big couple of weeks to start the season. They'll be without Jacob Wiedering, of course, who's still recovering from that pretty bad calf injury. I actually spoke to him last week at one of their media days, and yeah, you were saying it was, this is a sore one. And they're big calves too.
Yeah,
so
big calves.
Big calves and a big tear. He'll miss the first couple at least. Then they've got the bye in round three and then, or round two, sorry, and then back to North Melbourne in round three. So we might not see him until that round three mark. In the meantime, they've got Brisbane in that first round, which is obviously a big game. Then the traditional season opener against the Tigers. Elijah Hollands is the player that they're pretty excited about. So he's from the Gold Coast last trade period.
Yep.
Michael Voss interviewed him last week, and he brought him up on his own and said, look, this is a guy that didn't know too much about. The recruiting team led this one and brought him across, but we're wrapped with what we've seen. Obviously, his brother, Ollie, at the footy club as well on the wing. Elijah, going back to his draft days, was a midfield half-forward player who had a striking kick.
Yeah.
That's what he's sort of playing as and training as at the moment. At the Suns, he was more of a wingman. So, yeah, top 10 pick for a reason, and they're pretty buoyed by what they've seen.
Very good. All right, we've got three Victorian clubs to go to give a bit of love to. Yeah. Let's go to the Hawkers.
Ooh, the Hawkers. How's your mate, the Wizard?
The Wizard's going well.
Yeah.
The Wizard's going well. I actually interviewed Sam Mitchell yesterday for AFL.com.au. I said, now tell me, is the Wizard going to play in round one?
Oh, the Wizard's name is, by the way.
The Wizard, of course, sorry. Yep. It's not synonymous just yet. It's Nick Watson.
Nick Watson, yes.
Their number five pick at last year's draft. Small forward, 170 centimetres, the highlight reel.
I've got my fantasy team open. Tell me.
Well, he said you're going to have to wait until the Thursday before round one like everyone else. But I think he's going to be in. It's going to be interesting, though, in how they juggle their small forwards.
Yes.
Every Hawthorn fan I speak to says, how are we squeezing all these small forwards into our forward line?
Yeah,
there's about six of them, plus Mitch Lewis, plus Gunston, plus Marby or Chole.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
Well, it's different firepower, isn't it? Last year, Hawthorn was the third lowest scoring team in the competition. Mm. So they've bolstered that and actually went out and said, well, we need to fix this because the midfield's starting to work.
Yeah.
There's a fair bit going for that part of the ground. We need to actually capitalise. So, yeah, Ginnivan will be in, obviously. Blake Hardwick's trained all summer as a forward. He actually was drafted as a forward.
Yeah.
Kicked a bag of goals coming through. And I'm not sure if that'll stay or go through the season. I did say, is this something you'll persist with to Sam Mitchell? He said, well, that's up in the air. We'll wait and see because we know we can put him back if we have to. I think the Wizard probably plays. And I do love Sam Mitchell as well. Described him on first mention as the Wizard. So the nickname stuck.
Very
well
nice.
Well done.
Good on the Wizard.
Who else you got there?
The Saners?
Yeah, the Saints, Darcy Wilson is a player to watch there. I think he's really impressed the coach, Ross Lyon. He's spoken about him a couple of times with his running power. He was a top 15 pick, I think, at the end last year. I think that's where it ended up. He was their first pick at last year's draft, a running beast. He could be on the other wing to Bradley Hill and just go all day at Marvel. So he's a player that I think's exciting plenty at Moorabbin.
Another big year for the Saints, isn't it?
Indeed.
Finals.
In fact, you've got to play finals. Mm. And finally, the Tigers.
The Tigers are an interesting spot, aren't they?
Because, they are. Really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we hope to see Tom Lynch back early in the season. He's already ruled out that opening round game against Gold Coast and Damien Hardwick, his old coach, of course. So he won't play that one. We wait and see how far into the year he takes to come back from that pretty serious injury last year. A couple of players who've shown a bit for them include Judson Clark, who we saw a little bit over the last couple of years. He's a goal kicker. Mm. We've seen a bit of him over the last little bit as well. And Kane McAuliffe, who was a South Australian. We talk about the smoky types, drafted later in the pool. Had some injuries across his junior career, but powerful, strong. Might add a little bit of difference to their midfield if he can break through. It is a pretty good midfield, though, when they're all fit. Well, let's face it. We didn't see the best of Jacob Hopper last year. Tim Taranto was great, but there's still a bit to work with there. Hard to get in.
Everyone should be feeling good about their club right now, Billy.
They haven't lost a game yet.
Everyone is undefeated.
Exactly.
It's the time of hope and optimism.
It is.
That's why we're speaking to coaches at the moment, because everyone's happy.
Who's going to win it, Cal? Who's the grand final is between who and who wins?
Collingwood and Melbourne. And it's tight.
Oh. Melbourne and it's tight.
Okay.
Right.
You heard it here first. Cal Toomey.
What do you think, Bill?
I think Carlton and Brisbane.
Okay.
Yep, I'm with you, Bill. I like that.
Carlton and Brisbane. Hawthorn, Carlton for mine.
Hawthorn.
That's why I say optimism.
Exactly. Optimism, exactly. I'm a glass half full kind
of
guy.
Catch more
Cal Toomey, thank you, mate.
Yep, from AFL.com.au. You can read his articles on there and also hear him with the AFL's official trade and draft podcast. It's called Gettable and it's returning in a couple of weeks, mate.
That's it. New season coming up. Can't wait.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LISTNR.
Hey, Bill, your phone's been lighting up today. What's going on?
Well, you, Leroy, asked to send through some eggplants to Bill because I can't find it on my emojis on my phone.
Because you were confused before when the subject of emojis came up and you said eggplant and limo, you saying aubergine. You're going, I don't know what it is. Just say eggplant.
Yeah.
Then we replayed the fact that you had that conversation with Will Anderson this time last year as well.
Exactly right. So thank you.
So you got some aubergines.
I did, yeah. One from Rosie, Triple M.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, that's you, Hose. Kirsten. Oh, I think you can. There's three there. Oh, and Dennis Ryan, he used to play at the Cats. He used to work at Telecom, so we nicknamed him Telecom. So he's out there. Good
well,
on
let's
you,
get
Dennis.
A few more if you got Bill's number sitting.
No, no,
an
it's all right, Leroy. Yeah, don't want to sit at home all night looking at eggplants.
He's sending them through.
I'm four.
Now,
Hose is in here, by the way.
Yeah, Hose is in here because with a Tom Brown / Taylor Swift report.
Oh, yes.
Now, winding back the clock, my favourite interview on Dead Set Legends last year was with Tom Brown. And I knew Tom Brown loved his planes, but I had no idea he was an expert on Taylor Swift's planes, which led to this moment on Dead Set Legends. And I know there's another reason Tom Brown loves Taylor Swift. It's because Taylor Swift has a fleet of jets.
She's a devotee of very good jets and quite complicated ones. Like she's got the Falcon 900, which is a 3-engine French jet. And she's got the personalised tailplate N89TS. TS obviously representing Taylor
Fairless,
Swift.
Firstly,
and
she's had, how do you know this?
I've always followed her her jets. She's got magnificent jets.
She's got magnificent jets. So now, Hose, you've spoken to him.
I texted him first off because he's moved to Sydney, so he's very busy, not sure what his schedule is. So I said, hi, Tommy, it's Rosie at Triple M. We just replayed your Taylor Swift thing. Any chance that you've been tracking her flight to Melbourne? I am definitely tracking her flight within about 2 seconds. He then sent me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I reckon 13 screenshots.
Oh, right.
Of tracking flight aware data.
So where is Tay Tay at the minute?
Well, when he texted me a little while ago, she's 7 hours and 55 minutes away from Melbourne.
Righto.
He said he's been watching it from the tarmac this morning. So the moment that it took off at LAX, he's been tracking her.
He's a tarmac kind of guy.
Tarmac Tommy. He's all over it. But interesting facts, because he talked about she had three magnificent jets, cut down to two for emissions or something. Taylor has rented one for this leg. She has a Falcon 7X, as we heard.
Yeah.
But Los Angeles, Melbourne is too far. It's even too far for the one she's rented, a Global 6000. Ooh. She stopped in Honolulu briefly.
Oh,
she's had to stop and refuel in Honolulu and then on.
Hope you're well. Tara and I are going on Sunday night.
Oh, good.
All right, good stuff.
So
Tay Tay's 7 hours away.
Probably less now.
And what we know for sure is that the Swifties will be onto that site, whatever that app is.
Oh, they'll be, which airport? Ooh, Essendon?
She fly
private jets.
Oh, no, but she'd have to do some sort of Beagle
Essendon
test.
Marabin,
you know, what do you call it? Passports and stuff.
To the famous people don't have to do that.
Avalon,
famous people don't need passports.
She'd be at Avalon.
She's Taylor Swift. She just gets off the jet and goes on here.
And then a helicopter to Crown.
Yes, exactly.
Because Crown is sponsoring it. Is she actually going to stay there, though?
Will she stay at Crown? Well, there'll be one thing we know for sure.
The Swifties will be around.
The Swifties will be.
Sniffing away.
Will they?
Right. Where is she?
Thank you, Rose.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I tell you what, I saw them all this morning down at the G. The Swifties buying the merch.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Been a massive show, Bill.
Big show, Limo.
I'll tell you what, another massive show tomorrow. Luke Travers from Melbourne United.
Good boy, good boy. From Perth, come over to play basketball here.
That's right. He's going to join us in studio. They're looking good too, Melbourne United.
Top of the tree.
And the Morrie Plant Meet is on tomorrow, just down the road here.
Exactly right. Just down the road. And who's coming to have a chat to us?
Tamsin Manu. AKA Tamsin Lewis.
Lewis
will tell us exactly what's going on down there, because that is a big meet.
Huge.
And there's a lot of genuine stars down there. So we'll get the full rundown on that tomorrow from Tamsin.
Good.
What have you got for us, Bill?
I've got a little jokey joke. Joke.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Happy Allentine's Day.
What?
Which is a shout out to all the Rush Hour family out there that have missed out on some V or D today. Allentine's.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, yeah.
You got it?
I got it.
Now, don't bloody say in the messages I went with this one last year.
I was going to say it sounded familiar.
But... Shut up, Leroy, but it's a good one.
Did you go with that one last year?
Did I, Beersy?
They're all nodding.
Okay, he's nodding.
You know what, Bill?
Oh, that's the joke.
That's the joke.
Oh, that's today's
joke. Was it just a comic, you reckon?
No, I thought you were doing like a fun little entree.
Oh, it's one of the great jokes of all time and you didn't get it.
It's no, I got
You're a comedian.
No, I got
what,
it.
What, the delivery?
The delivery was too good. That was the problem.
Hey, Lemo.
I thought
Allentine's A. All those that have missed out on a bit of V and D.
Give it some love.
There we go. See, we got there. Oh, it's like having Jim back in the bloody studio. Fair to go.
Allentine's A.
Raps is back tomorrow.
I'm going to use that tonight.
Oh, we'll miss you. Yeah, well done. Thanks for your time, Leroy.
Thank you, Leroy.
But you don't ring us, we'll ring you.
Where's Rab coming back from, by the way, Bill?
Abu Dhabi today. Australia have tied up the one-day series over there in Abu Dhabi. About to say.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits. Triple M.